Hey, so glad you see the power of the voices, the ideas, and the insights that are for sure shaping the future of the automotive aftermarket. Now, there's only one Remarkable Results Radio podcast. I know you know that. We're aftermarket approved, and that's a guarantee. Carm Capriato here. Hi, the Aftermarket Podcast Guy. Now, today we're going to talk about websites and optimizations with Brian Walker from Shop Marketing Pros. We're going to talk about the basic core principles of SEO, search engine optimization. Now, sure, you may let your marketing company worry about this, but you shouldn't abdicate your role in knowing what works to ensure your optimization. Brian has a strong aftermarket pedigree, having been a former Mercedes-Benz master dealer tech, and he was ASE certified with L1. Brian will dive into websites, quality content, search engine, Google's algorithm for search intent, marketing, and many more areas that will help you improve your website. Two great partners, by the way, bring you today's episode, Virtual Apex and Shopware. You know, the Virtual Apex experience is offering free, did I say free, technical and management training for shop owners, technicians, and service advisors. This training, which is valued at hundreds of dollars, will be held November 3rd through the 5th, 2020. Now, don't miss it and make the smart move. Get it on your calendar and go register because registration's required and it can be completed on the web at aapexshow.com/register. Hey, are you looking to transform your shop with the only management system that will give you more profit and more time? Well, find out how shops using Shopware are driving up their profit with more efficient staff and happier customers. Go online and visit GetShopware.com for a free demo. Tell them Carm sent you. Hey, the key talking points for this episode with Brian Walker are at RemarkableResults.biz/E580.
And then the people that are really just, they are adamant, I'm not going to do it. I'll tell them, put a $50 bounty on any video that your technician will do for you. And the technicians will start doing videos, I promise.
Hey, more with Brian Walker in a minute. Now, are you watching the new show, AftermarketWeekly.com? We have so much fun. It's a live show every Tuesday at noon Eastern time. Now, watch it on the website while it's streaming live or on all my social media sites. Every episode's archived on the web, so you can watch it over and over again at aftermarketweekly.com. Now, besides great short topics and working with a co-host, you get a live shop tour. We've been to shops all over North America, and you may just take a great idea from one of them. Aftermarketweekly.com. Don't miss it. Hey, this podcast is designed for the forever student, the constant tweaker, the business innovator, and the striving successor. Does it sound like you? I bet you. Enjoy. Hey, a warm welcome to Brian Walker, co-owner, Shop Marketing Pros. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Carm. How are you?
I'm great. How's my friend Kim?
Oh, she's doing wonderful, as always.
Kim and Brian Walker. Great, great people, good friends, good company. SEO. Oh, dear. I just had someone tune out. They turned off the podcast player because they don't want to hear anything about SEO. And it's something that they really need to know about it. And if they're not doing it, then the company that's doing their marketing for them and doing their website stuff for them, and they talk about SEO, at least I think you could come to this episode and learn a little bit about it and the critically importance. And, you know, I guess I've always been a person, Brian, that says, wow, this is a way for me to trick the search engines.
Yes. And there was a day and time when that was the truth. That's what SEO was all about, was about tricking the search engines. I was listening to a podcast recently from someone who was doing SEO back in the 90s. And at that time, it wasn't even known as SEO. What they found was if you could get more links back to your website, then your website would rank higher. And that's all that you had to do. It didn't matter the quality of the links, where they came from, anything like that. The person who had the most links won. So they were writing scripts that were automatically building links that were coming back to their website. And they were literally tricking the search engine because they were building all of these links that came unnaturally, getting the most links, and they won.
Isn't it about when you try to fox the system and go around it, they figure it out and they keep... And we're always saying, well, there's a new algorithm, there's a new this, there's... So you can try to trick all you want, but somehow they catch up to you, right?
They do. They're incredibly smart. I mean, it's 2020. You know, we're talking about artificial intelligence. It's not just the future, it's the present. And they are using artificial intelligence to make the search engine think like a human would. And when they index all of these websites, when they look at everything that's happening, they can tell that, okay, this isn't natural. You know, these links that are pointing from over here, they're not natural. They can see the white text on the white background.
Okay, so they've written the code to be smarter than you or to be intuitive. Add one and two together and get five. Well, that's a mistake. So there's so much going on under the covers to not only help placement, but to find fraud.
Absolutely. You know, Google is a business just like, you know, most of the listeners. You know, they're a business. They have to provide the best service out there. Google has to provide the best results. If there's a search engine out there that does a better job of providing people the results that they're looking for, then Google will, you know, even though they seem like they are this, you know, giant thing that can't fail, well, if somebody comes along and does a better job than them, they will be overtaken. And they don't want that. They are building a machine that it's going to give people the best results based on what it is that they're searching for, where they're sitting at when they're doing the searching, the search intent, all of these different things that they put into place now so that when somebody goes to Google and they either type something in or they speak to their phone and they're looking for a result, whoever can give that person the most relevant result for what they're looking for, you know, they're providing the best service. And that's what Google has to do, is they have to provide the best service.
I love what you just said. You said the word machine. You referenced Google as a machine. And in my mind, that's a piece of hardware.
In the literal sense, in that, you know, everything is running off of a computer backbone, but it's also a machine in the rhetorical sense of, you know, just what they've built. I mean, it is an absolute machine. It is a money-making machine. The intelligence that is coming out of Google, it is an absolute machine.
It's amazing. If you ever went to a seminar and you listened to a Google AdWords person or just a Google person, it's actually scary what they know. Because if I wanted to go there for information on automotive, they could tell you leanings and trends. And I listened to somebody one day and I got scared. So if I was a DIYer and I had my own website, all I have to worry about is what? Just making sure I've got the right words on my page?
So the words on the page are going to be arguably, not so much arguably, really they are the most important thing, is the words on the page. But there are so many other things that affect your Google rankings. But the ironic thing about it is that the words on the page being the most important are most often the most overlooked piece. Okay, so we're marketers. And the thing is people who do search engine optimization are marketers. And people want to believe that there are these secrets, you know, these super secrets that only certain people know, that if you don't know those secrets, your website's never going to rank. And there are, I don't want to call them secrets. There are certain things within the industry that you have to know, but everybody within the industry knows it. You know, some of them do it the right way. Some of them do it the wrong way. But search engine optimization is truly about making your website the best resource for the searcher. And that's going to come down to the content that's on your site. So we would have you believe that it's all about the links that we build to the website and getting the correct link. And look, those things matter. They really do. We would have you believe that it's about the technical aspect of SEO and what we're doing in the back end of the website that you can't see. And again, those things do matter. But without the right words on the page, none of that stuff matters. When you are building a website and you want it to rank for a certain topic, you have to put good information about that topic on the website. And not just good information in the fact that the information, you know, presents about a topic properly, but it needs to be the information that people are actually searching for. It needs to be not only quality information, but it needs to be relevant information. So when you build the website that is the most relevant, and in addition to that, you put into place the other things, like the technical SEO, getting some good naturally occurring backlinks to your website. When you start putting all of those pieces into place, which there's a lot of them, but when you put all of those pieces into place, your website can't help but outrank your competition.
Well, so when you say it's the words on my page, if I'm trying to get, you know, reliable automotive service in my town, someone would type that in into a Google search. Do I have to have those exact words on my page?
You do not. Google's algorithm uses a search intent. They're able to understand what it is that the person is searching for. Now, you know, I talk about this a lot in that people search for mechanics. They don't search for technicians. So I can write a website that's all about technicians and write one that's all about mechanics. And the one that's about mechanics is going to perform better because more people are going to be searching for that. But Google also understands that if somebody is searching for an auto repair shop or they're searching for a mechanic, they're really searching for the same thing. Like I can make a website rank for the term mechanic by using the term auto repair shop. You know, so I don't have to go fill a page full of the word mechanic to get it to rank when somebody is searching for that.
I'm with you. And, you know, here comes my intuitive questioning. My car just broke down, or it's making all kinds of noise. I'm in my driveway. I'm sitting there in the driver's seat. I take out my phone and I key in car repair near me because I'm sitting in my car. If it's a truck, I say truck repair near me. If I'm indifferent, I may say auto repair shop near me. Do all of those car, auto, vehicle need to somehow be present in the website?
No, not necessarily. And so when you're writing your website, it should be written naturally. So, you know, naturally you're going to use words like vehicle and car and truck and those certain things. If the only word that I used was car throughout the website, that probably wouldn't be a very natural way of talking about the business that you're in, unless you are an auto repair shop that specializes in cars and doesn't work on trucks or SUVs or minivans or any of that kind of stuff. And in that case, it might naturally come across when you were writing it, but that would be incredibly rare, you know, that you would find something like that. So again, it comes down to search intent. It comes down to artificial intelligence. You know, if I tell you the word vehicle, then you understand that that could mean a car, a truck, a minivan, you know, a motorcycle, all of these different things. And just like you understand it, Google understands it. The algorithm understands it. The machine literally understands it.
The machine knows. I love it. I love it. Hey, Carm here. And coming up, Brian says video is king and what you should do about it. Hey, Carm here. Now, did you know that the virtual Apex experience going on November 3rd through the 5th, 2020 is free? Well, that's right. The technical and management training that you typically pay hundreds of dollars for to attend is F-R-E-E. Now, even better, your entire crew can take part in the training, and it's still free. Training? Well, it's geared toward shop owners, technicians, and service advisors, and it's for all levels, beginners, intermediate, and advanced. And that's only part of the virtual Apex experience. You'll also be able to get additional training from exhibitors including Drive Garage Gurus, Autel, Bolt-On Technology, Bosch, Hunter, Kukui, and Napa Auto Care, and see a bunch of 20 to 30 minute product and equipment demos inside of Joe's Garage. And when it's time to talk products and conduct business, you can meet one-on-one with exhibitors, virtually, of course. Even though the virtual Apex experience is free, you'll still have to register. To get started, go to aapexshow.com/register. Well, I hope to bump into you at Virtual Apex. You know, auto repair is a high-dollar, high-value transaction, and your customer's sensitivity about how much it costs and why is never more important than when you ask them to pay the bill. While these conversations can sometimes feel awkward or uncomfortable, it's important that you don't fall down and cheapen your services at the final step. Shopware's shop management platform now offers a solution that helps you showcase the value and sophistication that you've invested throughout the repair. With our innovative digital workflow, customers can review, approve, and even pay for services right from their smartphone. Let remote pay work for you and improve your customer experience. Get started today. Visit GetShopware.com for more information and to request a demo. So if I'm in Atlanta or I'm in small town USA, Is there a difference on how you would approach SEO?
Yeah, it's going to be an incredible difference. I was doing a SEO audit on a website yesterday, and this was for a small town. One of the very first things that I do if I'm going to do SEO on a website and I don't know the area, I'll go look for the population of the town that auto repair shop is in. And I looked it up, and it was about 4,800 people. And I did a search for auto repair shops with the city name, and I looked to see what came back. And there was literally one relevant return on that search for an actual auto repair shop in that town. So I can look at that and say, gosh, I don't have to do much at all to get this website to rank. Just to get it to rank number two, basically the only thing I have to do is build the website. And then if I do some things a little bit better, I can get it to outrank that website that's in the first place. But when somebody is, when they have an auto repair shop that's in a town like Houston or Atlanta or something like that, oh man, we're talking about something completely different. That is a whole different animal. We have to build a lot of high quality content on that site. Everything has to be perfect. The technical aspect of SEO needs to be perfect. We need as many good quality links pointing from other sources back to that website as possible. We have to be answering questions that people are asking so that when people are searching, that website is coming up. The website needs to change often. You know, there needs to be, it shouldn't be a static website. Everything has to be perfect, and then you still may be lucky to get into the top half of page one. The age of the domain matters.
Really? Explain that to me.
If a domain name, which the domain name, for those who are listening that may not understand, that would be the www.whatever.com.
Yeah, the day that I bought it, that I owned it, right?
Yep, so the age of that domain is a factor in ranking. So if you've got a website that's been, or an auto repair shop that's been around and had a website for 20 years, and that domain name has been in constant use, and then we have a brand new auto repair shop that comes into town, we build them a website, it is going to take a long time to be able to overtake that older domain name.
The legacy rules. But the legacy rules only if the bots that are reading it and that has relevant content. I mean, if I had a website for 20 years and I hadn't done anything with it, it's probably not going to rank well.
You might be surprised.
Really?
There's no written rule to this, but we have found, you know, it almost feels like there's some kind of, call it a grandfather clause or something with the search engines that, the older websites are able to get away with things that you can't do on a new website. When I built the website for my auto repair shop back in, this would have been around 2004, 2005, I literally put the names of all of my competitor shops on my website in white text on a white background. If I did that today, Google would take what's called a manual action against me. They would penalize my site. They would take it out of the index. They would say, this guy's cheating. He's trying to trick the search engines. And a manual action is something that's incredibly difficult to get undone. At that point, I might as well throw away my website and start over with a new domain name and a new website.
You got blackballed.
Now, this didn't happen to me, but I'm saying if I did that today, that's what would happen. Back then, it worked. It worked really well.
Let me go back to what you said. You've got to change your website often, but if I have a 20-year-old website I haven't done a thing with, it still has staying power because of its age?
Yeah, the age of a website absolutely matters when it comes to search. When you've got that person that you're trying to overtake, that auto repair shop that's been around forever, and they've had a website forever, and you know, you're sitting there in the second spot on page one, and they're in the first spot on page one, and you're looking at everything, and you're beating your brains out saying, why can I not overtake this site? Because everything that you're doing is better.
But what if they're closed? They never pulled it down. They're closed. I mean, there's been no interaction, no activity, no visitation. Doesn't that apply at all?
You know, I'm going to have to say I don't know the answer to that. I haven't run across that one yet. I've run across the shops that are still open, still in operation. Their website is still up. When you look at everything, there's absolutely no reason why you're not ahead of them. Now, I would think, because Google My Business is a big part of this, that is what we used to refer to as local SEO, and local SEO and just regular old SEO have the lines have blurred between them. But your Google My Business is probably going to be marked closed at that point. Because even if you don't mark it closed, somebody can go make a suggestion on the Google My Business to say, this business is no longer in operation. And if you don't go in and tell Google, wait, we are still in operation, because you'll get a notification of that, then they'll look at it and say, okay, they're closed. And there's a very good chance, and we don't know how the algorithm works. You know, they don't tell us. But there's a very good chance, I would think, that that website would fall out of the index eventually.
Good discussion. I appreciate this. Now, you and I were speaking, and you said that, Carm, you can break SEO down into two categories.
What are they?
So basically, it would be the things that you do on your website to make it rank better, and then the things that you would do on someone else's website to make it rank better.
Interesting.
And that is basically the links that are going to be coming back to your website. So, you know, on your own website, you're going to create really good, high quality content. And they're actually, that's so important that there are tools out there now that will analyze your competitors' websites, and it'll tell you how many times the keyword is used, how many words are on the pages, how many inbound links they have, how many outbound links they have. It will analyze the content, and it will tell you these are the things that you need to do to your website to be able to outrank your competition's website. And it's only a part of the, you know, just one piece of the puzzle. That is your content itself, which, again, most important thing is the content of your website. But it doesn't take into effect all of the other things that we do. So you've got that. But then on other people's websites, you want to have good links that are coming back to your website. And in a perfect world, you want them to be from very relevant websites. Now, it's easy to go get a lot of the links that you need. Like, if you're a member of your Chamber of Commerce, one of the very first things that you should do is go to your Chamber of Commerce's website, go click in the member directory, and see, do they have a link under your listing? The other thing you want to check for is to make sure that all the information they have on your business is correct. The name, address, phone number, it needs to be stated exactly as it is everywhere else. And that's really important when we're talking about the things that we do on other people's websites. You would have links, and then you would have what they call a citation. And a citation is simply going to be anywhere that has the name, address, and phone number, at least that information. They may have a web address. They may have business hours. They may have pricing information. They may have pictures. But for it to be considered a citation, it's got to have at least the name, address, and phone number. And you want them to be exactly the same. So if your business is Peak Automotive LLC, and you use the LLC in one place, you want to use the LLC everywhere.
If my business was on Main Street, USA, it was 123 Main Street, and I put in ST period in one website and STRRET in another, that's not good.
That is not good. You want to use it the same place everywhere. And there are some places that you can't, because some of the big directory sites, Yelp, Merchant Circle, yellowpages.com, they will dictate how they're going to use the formatting. So, you know, if they may abbreviate everything ST, and you can't affect that, but you want to get it as close to 100% as you can. Getting those citations from other sites back to your website, getting links from other websites back to your website, press releases. You know, when you send out a press release and somebody posts that on their website and they're talking about your business, all of these are things that the search engines are able to look at that build this big web with your business at the center of it. And you want all of it to work together as well as it possibly can.
There's SEO that you don't own on your own website. There's SEO that you do in other people's sites to affect your own website. And is that what you were talking about, that these other sites that link back to you, right? That's what you're saying.
Yep. Like, not all websites are created equally. So when you get a link from a website, if you get a link from a powerful website, then it's going to help you out more. And some of the gold standard links that you could get would be a .gov website or a .edu website. But you also want to make sure, again, that these websites, that they naturally should be linking back to you. So if you have a link back from an automotive trade publication to your auto repair shop, it makes perfect sense. If you have a link from a local Chamber of Commerce directory back to your website, it makes perfect sense. But if you have a link to your website from a cooking website in India, it doesn't make sense. And it's not necessarily going to hurt you. It's just that you want the links that are coming back to your website to be something that should naturally occur, something that it makes sense for the link to be there.
You know, we're in the automotive business. DIY, do it for me. Is SEO and website stuff something that you could really do on your own? And does the software that manages or works with your website, does all that matter?
Yeah, it does. So to answer the first part of your question about whether or not this is something that someone could do on their own, it absolutely is something that someone could do on their own. Now, is that going to be the best time, the best use of your time as an auto repair shop owner? Maybe, maybe not. When you're getting started and you don't have a shop full of cars and you have, you know, some additional time, then of course you want to spend some time doing some of these things that, that can help you out. Later on, when you're the typical shop owner that's running around like with his hair on fire, you probably don't have time to do these things. So we work with a lot of shops doing search engine optimization for them and, you know, all of their marketing. And one of the best things that a shop can do for us, you know, we're not there. We're not on premises with them. We don't know what's happening on the day-to-day in their shop. And one of the best ways to do search engine optimization is by creating good content on your website. And the best way to create good content on your website is to answer questions that your clients would have. When you get a question often in your shop, and there are going to be things that you get, you'll get these questions so often that you won't even think about it. You need to really put the time into thinking about what are the questions that we get asked a lot, to turn around and take the time to answer those questions. And you can answer them in a multitude of ways. You could do it on video. You could do it in a blog. If you really think about it, the questions that you're answered most often, you're probably typing the answers into an email multiple times per month anyway. If you can answer that question in a video, in a blog post, something like that, it's actually going to save you time in the future, because instead of having to rewrite the whole thing, you could either copy it and paste it, send the person a link or something like that, and then they get the question answered. But at the same time, when you've answered that question, it's actually helping you now. It's helping your website to rank better. And I promise you, at an auto repair shop, you could come up with at least two or three questions a week that you could answer and have an incredible source of content that's constantly building on your site.
I get it. To me, this is a big takeaway here, okay? This is good. So if I'm going to write a blog on a concern, a problem that's going on with customers, kind of, if you will, something's trending, say TPMS, tire pressure. Do I have to worry about the exact words that I write in that blog, or do I just write it conversationally and just let it go?
Yeah, you just write it completely conversationally. You know, I lost a lot of people when I said write a blog. I lost probably even more people when I said get on video, because, you know, people are afraid of doing these things. But what a lot of our clients will do is they'll take out their phone, turn on video, and they'll shoot us a video, like us at Shop Marketing Pros. And then we'll take all of the information that they give us in the video and we'll turn that into a really nicely written blog post that can go on their website. I'm not saying that as in you need to use us to do it, because there's writers all over the place that will do this stuff for you. If you don't feel like you're a good writer and don't want to write a blog post, or if you're not comfortable on camera, all you have to do is just use your camera, because that's the fastest way to get the information to the writer who's then going to turn it into a blog post. But because the information came from you, it's going to have your ideas, your thoughts.
Give me 30 to 50, 60 words. I'll turn that into a blog post of a couple of hundred words as an example. And when we get it up and on your site, that is really going to help in SEO ranking.
Exactly. Because we're building a website now that, whether somebody is searching for the exact thing that your blog post was written about, that almost doesn't matter. Because what you're doing is, when you write this type of content, you're getting words in there that you would have never gotten into your website otherwise. You're getting things in there that you don't even realize you did when you put the blog together. You weren't thinking about the fact that I wrote this statement and put it into the blog. And the other thing that you're doing is you're really solidifying to the search engine that this is a website about auto repair.
You love talking about this whole thing, don't you?
I do. It's something that I'm passionate about. Anybody who's ever been to one of our classes has heard me talk about this before. I believe that video is the king of everything when it comes to especially small business marketing, because it's incredibly easy for someone to do. All that you have to do is get yourself to the point that you're not afraid to be on camera, because at any moment I can pull out a phone, take a video of myself talking about something, and then I can post that video to social. If I didn't just go Facebook Live, because once you get really comfortable about it, you'll just go live. But if I didn't go live, I can post it to social later. I can upload it to my YouTube channel. I can turn it into a blog. I can take pull quotes from it and make graphics for social media. I can put it in my email marketing. Like, it's one piece of content that can be put in all of these different places. So now not only is it working for you for SEO, but it's also working for you on your social media and in your email and everywhere.
So if somebody comes up to you in the class and says, I heard you, Brian, but I can't do it. And do you basically say, but you gotta, because you're running a business in like 2020 where the machine cares about what you do or say. And if you want to be on the first page in any search, this is a tool. Listen, I'm going to come to your shop. Give me a tour of your toolbox or your people's toolbox. And then in the back room of all the scan tools and all the computers that you have, those are tools. We need this tool.
Yeah, I do. I tell people you basically need to get over yourself. And we will give them some tips on how to do that. Because the thing is any time that you get on video for the first time, you're going to be bad. It's going to be bad. But the more you do it, the more comfortable you'll get. So we'll tell people, just start shooting the videos and don't do anything with them. But get in the habit of shooting the videos. And then you'll eventually get to the point where you're comfortable with it. And you'll be like, okay, I'm willing to post this one. And again, you can do things like what I was talking about, where we don't necessarily post it publicly, but we share that with the writer, who then turns that into some good content. And then the people that are really just, they are adamant, I'm not going to do it, I'll tell them, put a $50 bounty on any video that your technician will do for you. And the technicians will start doing videos, I promise.
How cool is that? I mean, that is a great, great idea. You know, what's going on in the shop, or the newest challenge today. I mean, think about how many really cool and different cars that come in someday that people need to know that you work on.
And not only that you work on it, but when you start doing these videos and you show people how you do things differently, let's talk about a simple brake job, for example. You get a technician to go on talking about a brake job and showing the things that you do that most shops don't. Cleaning the brake rotors before you put them on the car. Cleaning the calipers and applying grease to all the correct points and telling them, we do this so that when you leave, you don't have brake noise problems. Simple stuff like that can be done in a 45-second video, and when somebody sees it, they're like, these people know what they're doing. I want them to work on my car.
Your point is that we take everything that we do to the nines for granted because we are a quality shop, that we do have a quality control process, that our client has to have the best work they can get anywhere. And it's just who we are. It's our constitution. Yet, we're not telling our people that. We're not writing the novel. We're not explaining it in detail. And to shore that up with video and or blog posting not only helps SEO and the external image, but it's also great information to share.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you think about the last time you did a search. How many videos showed up at the top of the search results? Google owns YouTube. It's pretty common knowledge now. It's the second largest search engine in the world, and I wouldn't be surprised if it became the first largest at some point. And coming back to your point about the things that we take for granted, it can be the simplest things. You know, the fact that you use a torque wrench when you put wheels back on a car. How many shops do that? You know, in the dealership that I started out in, our service manager, he ingrained that into us. We didn't use torque sticks. We didn't use impact wrenches. We used an actual torque wrench and torqued every lug nut on a car. And something like that, I mean, as a technician, I was a Mercedes tech for 17 years. You know, by the end of that 17 years, it was like, this is the most simple, basic thing. Who cares about that? But when you take the time to just do a very simple video about something like that, to say, this is something that you can count on being done when your car's worked on at our shop. And here's why it matters. Because it might seem really simple. It's a simple act. But it very much matters when you're working on a car that you're using a torque wrench and not an impact wrench putting the wheels back on.
You're incredibly humble. You were an ASE certified L1. You and Kim both owned Peak Automotive in Apex, North Carolina. Recognized by Motor Age as a top 10 shop twice. And now you're out helping shop owners with Shop Marketing Pros. You know, the lesson on SEO I know could go on for 2 hours, but I love the essence and the great ideas you brought to us. And I believe we all can get an idea or two or kick up our discipline a little bit in understanding the things that we need to do as an owner to either feed the beast good and right and smart information either on my own or with a company that works, does my marketing.
Absolutely. It's important. And it's something that in this digital world that we live in, it cannot be overlooked.
Well, thank you so much. I'm a little closer, I think, even for my own world, in what I need to do to improve ranking and my own SEO. Brian Walker, co-owner with Kim Walker in Shop Marketing Pros. Thanks, man. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.